I'm going to take a couple of minutes. I shouldn't do this. I'm going to get smacked down, but that's okay. I have a project that I have been working on with Jerry Ellington. Remember Jerry? Oh, she's like the genius engineer, and she just got her ham ticket. Now, she is a fascinating engineer, and she's getting very tuned into ham radio. But she, like I, love to build things. And I'm going to preface this. Now, don't send me emails asking me, is this going to we don't know when this is going to happen. But I'll tell you one thing. It'll happen before the summer, and you're going to be hearing pieces of it. And it's all going to start with this. Piece of finished plywood, different sizes of it. And what has that got to do with ham radio? Well, we got some of this B&W coil, okay? And then we have things like this. What the heck is that? Well, that's a tube socket. Tubes, remember these things? Well, what we're going to do is put those and things like this and resistors and capacitors together. And what you're going to end up with is this. It is a transmitter that you will be able to put on the air and talk. It's not CW, it's voice. But there's going to be parts to build. We have to build a tube preamp. This is just the final amplifier. We have to put our coil with it. But you are going to learn how to do that. Look how there's not very many parts in that. And this is a 75 meter or 40 meter. You notice there's a crystal socket empty here. You plug in the crystal you want for what frequency you want. You tune it with the millimeter. And it's just going to be so much fun. It's going to take a lot of time to do it. Each week we'll come up doing different things, but it all started as my little brainchild that I came up with and meeting up every day with W0BVT. Richard is a broadcast retired broadcast engineer, and he loves to build things. And we call him the pine board builder. He builds things on pine board. And this is one of his circuits, a very simple circuit, and that's what this is. And you don't have to go into chassis and all of the metal work. There's where the real, that's a trouble you can get into. This is really simple, and it works great. I talk to him in the mornings, and he's about 2.5-3 hours from me on 75 meters. And again, why we want to do this is to get you more in tune with what amateur radio really is. It's just so much fun to build things. And I guarantee you, you're going to have some fun doing all this. We have to build a power supply. We have to build a speech amp with a 12AX7. That's going to go on here. And bingo, we're there. So I just wanted to give you a little preface. I probably shouldn't do it because you're going to be bugging me about it. I don't know when it's going to happen, but we had to get all the parts together, and thanks to Richard today, and I think Jerry's got a few parts, and we'll be giving you a little update on this pine board transmitter, as I have called it. So again, it's all fun and ham radio, and that's what we're all about. So we'll giving you updates along the way. So be finding your soldering irons and not your rosin core solder. And we'll keep you posted on it.